Air traffic is expected to remain very light today. Some major airports remain closed. Many more are open, but they're handling minimal traffic. The Federal Aviation Administration is, however, allowing some regularly scheduled foreign carriers to land in the U.S. for the first time since the terror attacks on Tuesday. NPR's Marianne Akers covers aviation for us. Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
Who is flying today and where?
Well, right now, they are only allowing commercial airlines to fly. Private aircraft are still not allowed to operate for now. And only, really, the only other planes in the system are military aircraft and those that are helping with the investigation, with cleanup and rescue efforts. The FAA says air traffic now is only at about a fourth of what it normally is. Officials say they expect that by the end of the day, they would see only half of what they normally handle in a routine day. Typically, you could expect up to 5,500, 6,000 flights in the air at any given time. Right now, it's about a fourth of that. Now, a lot of the light air traffic has to do with some major airports remaining closed. One of those is Boston's Logan Airport. Now, that is where the two hijacked planes that hit the World Trade Center originated. Washington's Reagan National Airport is still closed, and New York's three major airports are expected to open sometime this morning.
What about foreign carriers?
Foreign carriers are being allowed in today on a limited basis. Yesterday, they were only allowing foreign carriers that had been diverted after Tuesday's hijackings, which had been diverted to Canada. Now, of course, all those airplanes had been swept carefully. They had been inspected to make sure that they meet the new security requirements that were implemented by the FAA and the Department of Transportation after the hijackings. Today, they're allowing some foreign carriers that they say do meet the requirements. Also, they are allowing U.S. carriers coming in from foreign originations. Now, those U.S. carriers that are coming in from overseas, they also have to be coming from airports, from locations that do meet the security requirements, and these have to be nonstop flights also.
How extensive are security procedures?
They're very extensive, and in fact, to the point that authorities really want to get rid of any potential weapon at the airports. They are asking all airport restaurants to get rid of silverware, to use plasticware from now on. This also includes getting rid of knives that are sold at stores and any other potential knife-like weapon at the stores at airports. Now, passengers will no longer be allowed to carry on pocket knives onto the planes as they can now. Also, no curbside luggage, things that you've already heard, no curbside luggage. You have to check all your baggage inside the airport. Identification is going to be a big issue. When you go to the ticket counter, you'll have to have perhaps more than one form of identification, and you will have to have a ticket to get down to the gate area. No more ticketless travel. And to get down to the gate area, if you don't have a ticket, Bob, you cannot get down to the gate area, so you won't be able to go down and see your loved ones or your friend off and wave goodbye.
NPR's Marianne Akers.